Good evening. Welcome to Know Yourself. This is Dan Udell, and this is a very special episode because this has been a year now. It's literally a year today that I started doing this podcast. It's crazy to think that it was like, I think it was like midnight or something crazy when I started. I just pulled out my phone and I just started talking and sharing some deep and heavy stuff. And I mean, a lot's happened in like the meantime, and I've learnt a lot, and I've had some absolutely incredible people on the show, and hopefully many more as well. Just, it's been inspiring to hear other people's stories, and also to hear sort of your stories, the listeners as well, and people who've got in touch and said, you know, they've said how they feel and what's happened in their lives, and shared some like really intimate stuff. It's been really touching. And I mean, I think in the year that since I started, I've definitely noticed a jump, like a sort of rise in sort of people talking about mental health, and I'm all for it, over the moon about it. It's really amazing to see what Time to Change are doing as well. I mean, I've sort of noticed a significant impact from them in the community and online. I think they're getting a lot smarter with like social media and stuff like that. There's some great apps as well, like Calm. There's even social media now, like social media apps that you can get just for people who want to talk about mental health and, you know, being a safe space to talk about it. And I think social media is having a bit of a rough time at the moment. It's having a bit of a dark day. I think people are, you know, pointing at it and maybe using it and saying, you know, that social media is causing a lot of issues with mental health. I think my personal opinion is it kind of brings people together, creates that sort of community effect. I think there's always going to be people that use it as a platform to push their agenda, or to say, you know, hurtful things, negative things. I think those things would have happened anyway without social media. It just would have been in a pub or a bar or behind a closed door instead of online, where it can be tracked and viewed. And I think I just think I see so many special things each day on Twitter. Especially, I really enjoy using Twitter, you know, and if you've not used it before, I'd really recommend picking it up and starting an account. And you've got to think of it as the sort of water cooler, you know, like the cigarette area of our society. You go out, you know, you go out there to talk to people. You don't use it as a, you know, a platform to promote yourself. It's there for microblogging, you know, with the 128 characters, and it's there for, you know, jumping into conversations with people. So if you find that that comes quite naturally for you, you know, if you're used to kind of just dipping in and out of conversations. And I mean, I didn't know it was my thing until I sort of started using it in its intended way. I'd always kind of use it just to express my thoughts and feelings. But if you really give a shit about the people on Twitter and engage with their tweets, you know, like this morning there was a young woman who was on her way to the hospital, and she was saying how the taxi driver was, you know, blaring Cheryl Cole. And I just jumped on the tweet and, like, you know, I sent like a funny gif and you know, made a bit of a joke about it. And it's just little things like that, and you know, it's making relationships with people that you might not otherwise be able to have because they're not local to you. And that's really what it's about. And I think like Instagram's like a really great community as well. I think it's very easy to get lost behind the pictures and the sort of aesthetics behind it when people write quite sort of long form content on Instagram. You know, if you expand like the captions beneath the pictures, people who are good on Instagram and like telling their stories behind their pictures, you know, they'll put a bit of a sort of almost like a blog-esque feel to the caption to try and explain why they find that picture so you know, interesting, or the story behind it. Or sometimes the picture is actually just sort of like the introduction to actually what they want to talk about. So I think whilst social media is having a bit of a bad day, you got to take it for what it is, like a pinch of salt. And actually, you know, I would encourage people to look for the things that they want out of it, if that makes sense. So use the search features and look at the hashtags of, you know, for me, I'm trying to like sort of, I'm trying to get rid of the negativity in my life. So I look at hashtags like positivity, or I'll look at stuff that's, you know, practical as well, like gratitude and, you know, like perspective, or I might look at, I don't know, like I like Marvel and like anime and stuff like that as well. So just, you know, it's at the end of the day, the social media is a reflection of yourself, because you follow those people, you search for those things. So fill it with what you kind of want to get out of it, if that makes sense. So I think that's interesting as well, that I've kind of spotted over the last year or so. And again, I'm not necessarily right or wrong. I just think that these are my opinions, the stuff that I've noticed. I've noticed, you know, from unfollowing people that I thought were negative, and kind of using the sort of social media platforms for what they are, I've found that I've been a lot happier because of it. And that kind of brings me on to like the next thing, and this is just kind of like my state of the union. I think I'm kind of pontificating. I'm actually here on top of a hill, Hanbury Hill. I've just done a Facebook Live, and not a Facebook Live, sorry, an Instagram Live, because the sun was setting and it was absolutely gorgeous up here, and I wanted people to see it. It's just one of those things in nature I just find absolutely amazing. Anyway, that's kind of the next thing I want to come on to, is like positivity. I didn't understand how much positivity was sort of a factor of having like a happy and a fulfilling life until sort of the back end of last year. I kind of stopped podcasting because a family member of mine wasn't very well. They were, you know, seriously ill. So I just, you know, really just had to drop everything. I was just emotionally overwhelmed for a number of weeks and, you know, even months really. So I had to drop the podcasting because, you know, family's got to come first, for me anyway. So I just had to spend some time with them and just absolutely check out. You know, I checked out from my life with my friends. I checked out, you know, in some ways from work and social life. I just had to, yeah, drop everything. And positivity is not something that comes natural to me at all. I would say I'm actually quite a pessimistic person. I've got quite a jolly and sort of charismatic demeanour, I guess I would say. But that's almost kind of like a varnish to the wood that's underneath it. And the wood that's underneath has always been kind of very cynical and, like I say, pessimistic, glass half empty, you know. I would always kind of expect the worst of people, and I'd create this environment in my head where I was a victim and, you know, bad things were destined to happen to me. I kind of created this like narrative, and it just kind of played itself out. I was like an actor playing a role in the really bad movie, it felt like, a lot of the time. And I just want to say, you know, like, positivity is such an important thing, and I didn't realise why until I started to understand how grateful I was for being alive. You know, like, I really try and focus on things like, you know, how having running water is just absolutely incredible. You know, I started after a really weird work conversation with a colleague about cholera. I started looking up cholera, and I don't know if you've ever looked it up, but stop what you're doing right now, like stop listening to this podcast and go on Google and type in cholera and look it up on Wikipedia. And I thought it was some sort of disease from the medieval times and didn't exist anymore because of sanitation. And then I started reading the section about third world countries and how much of those third world countries still have cholera. And if you read up on cholera, the symptoms of the disease and what it does to you as a human, just through drinking water that's not clean, I was just flabbergasted. Absolutely flabbergasted. It completely spun my world around, reading up on that. And I've just started to kind of come around now to, you know, actually how important positivity is and understanding what you've got instead of what you don't have. And that's why I spoke about gratitude. I often talk about, or have done in the past, spoke about gratitude as a thing on its own, but I really think it's tied in with positivity. And it's, I used to think positivity was like this airy fairy kind of, you know, untangible thing, but I really believe that it's actually evaluating and every day evaluating what you have got instead of what you haven't got. And it's a really hard shift because it's kind of putting the foot off the gas from that, you know, oh, I haven't, I can't, I, you know, I, those kind of words that we say to ourselves, and instead saying, oh, I'm so grateful that I woke up today, or, you know, like every morning now I try and it doesn't come natural to me again. I've got a list of 9 people on my phone, and every morning I wake up and I try and look at that list and think, my God, I'm so grateful that I didn't get a phone call throughout the night that anything bad has happened to these people. And I got that from listening to Gary Vee. I learned that from him. And I'm really just trying to surround myself with positivity as well. Like, I've learned that we're such a factor of, like, our environment. And it just slowly, like, creeps up on us. And it can either be as a benefit or to our detriment. And I really believe that if you surround yourself with, like, negative things, like, I mean, I've completely stopped watching the news and reading newspapers because it just doesn't do anything for me. I used to just religiously watch, like, stuff on BBC and, you know, pick up newspapers and just get myself into a real rut about things. When in actual fact, if you step back, like, things are good, like, the world's still here. You know, we're doing great. If you look at us on, like, a really big scale as humans, like, we're forever, like, prospering, and, you know, diseases are always sort of declining, and there's amazing charities out there that are doing great work, and we're not perfect. And I think this kind of brings me on to my next topic in a minute, but it's about understanding things are great now. You know, there are things that are great, and it's about, like, looking for those things and appreciating them, because once they're gone, they're gone, you know. So I'm really thinking a lot about that and trying to make it, like, every day I'm trying to, you know, you might have seen some of my tweets, or, like, my stuff on Instagram. I'm really trying to, like, pursue positivity, actively. So yeah, those are some things that I'm thinking about. I'm also thinking about judgment and how I'm actually quite a judgmental person, I think, on myself, but I think even more so on other people. So I'm really trying to rein that in, you know, really trying to not talk about people behind their back. I'm trying not to pass judgment when really I know nothing about that person's life. In the grand scheme of things, and just mind my own business and focus on my own craft and my own goals. And that's really starting to help as well. I went to New York recently on a trip on my own, and it was a life-changing trip for me. I think I'd been afraid to go away for a long time, and I just made the plunge. I just booked some tickets, and then in January I flew out to New York on my own, and I just went and explored. I just did everything to its fullest, and I would go out every day, and I wouldn't have a plan some days, and I'd have a plan other days, and I remember the one day, it was like my second day in New York, I came out of my block and I just looked left and I looked right. And I thought, oh, which way should I go? And I just went right and I walked for like, must have been about 20 blocks until I got to Central Park. And it was just amazing what I discovered and what I saw, like something completely different than what a tour guide can give you. I think we can all be our own tour guides, and if we've just got the courage to sort of take the plunge and, you know, go out on our own, I would encourage everyone, like, since this trip, to just, even if it's for a day, just get in your car and drive somewhere that you've never been before, like a seaside town, if that's what you're interested in, or, I don't know, like Scotland or like Wales, like somewhere hilly, like even just like a national trust, like woods. I love going to the woods and just going, there's something about going somewhere on your own, away from everything, you know, far enough away from everything, so it can't bother you, that's like around your hometown or whatever, and just exploring. There's just something about that that like it grows your confidence and your self-worth, like I couldn't tell you. You know, it just really lets you know that you can survive. There's something about being able to survive on your own that gives you such a boost. And I just came back from that holiday with such a new perspective, and such a sort of an acceptance of myself. You know, the fact that I dreamt something. You know, I've always wanted to go to New York, and then I just booked it, I did it. It really taught me that, you know, if you want to go out and do things, you just need to do it. You know, it's easy to talk about it and, like, kind of plan it and debate it, but there's nothing like actually just booking it and then going. You know, it's never going to happen otherwise. You know, a year later might never, you know, it might never come. So, you know, especially when stuff like a family member being ill, stuff like that happens, it really makes you think, you know. So I'm just grateful for that perspective. And yeah, these are just kind of some of the things I've been thinking about. And kindness as well. You know, I'm really trying to just be a good person and, you know, reach out to people and if they need help, or just holding a door open for someone and smiling at them, you know, flashing someone, like, you know, when you're in the car so they can cross the road, you know, just little things like that. I just think about like the little knock-on effects that can have on like someone's day, and, you know, how it must make them feel. And it makes me feel good as well, because I feel like I'm being a good person, and it's like forever feeding back into itself. I just think there's nothing to lose by being nice to other people. Sometimes it's difficult because, you know, when we're in a rough place ourselves, you know, like over December and through January, like before I went away to New York, like I didn't feel like being nice to people. Because I had my own stuff going on, you know. My mum was really ill. So I, like, completely empathise if it's, like, difficult to grasp. And, you know, it's hard to think about that at the moment. Because, you know, when you've got your own stuff going on, it's like you're just in a boat and the sea's really rocky. And it's hard to think about anything else other than the fact that the water's coming in the boat and you're not sure if you've got enough buckets to scoop all the water out. So I totally understand, to some degree anyway. So these are just some of my thoughts, and I hope they help someone, or they just get you to consider, you know, kindness or positivity, or, you know, I hope it's this whole journey. If you've listened all along, I just, you know, appreciate it so much. Like whenever see, like, one, the fact that one person's listened to an episode, it really just, it's a privilege. So to think that there's more of you, you know, that do listen, and on a regular basis as well, it just means the world to me. And Thank you. I just want to continue to do right by others and do right by myself as well. Just really appreciate your support and attention. You know, if it wasn't for you guys, you know, I'm not sure if I would have, you know, made it past the year mark. You know, if you don't get any listeners, it's, you know, it's hard to carry on. But the fact that I've always consistently had listeners, it's been really nice. And, you know, to really thank you for you guys that have been like holding out and, yeah, just helping me out like that. Yeah, just really appreciative. I did have something else that I was going to say, but I've just completely forgotten it because I was just thinking about how grateful I was, and still am. I think, I can't even remember what it was now. Gosh, this is bad, isn't it? My anniversary episode, and I can't remember something that I was going to say. I don't know. If I remember it, I'll record another clip. But yeah, I just really hope that this podcast brings a lot of value. And, you know, I've changed my handle on Twitter now. So it's, my handle is at knowyourselfpod. So at knowyourselfpod. So P-O-D. That's where you can find me on Twitter. And on Instagram, it's dudale92. That's U-D-A-L-E 92. You can find me there. I post like more content on there and stuff like that. And I post stuff about my life and just some funny stuff as well. And yeah, it'd just be nice to connect with you if you're a listener and you've not connected with me on social yet. It'd be nice to talk to you and create a connection there. So like I say, I just really want to thank you again for listening. And I really am so grateful. And I think I'm just getting started with the year. I want to do many more years of this. I just love it. And hopefully I bring you some awesome guests and some awesome content as well. So whatever you do, have a great day and take care. Thank you so much for listening to Know Yourself. Until next time, peace out.